Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. I recently did an episode on why preborn rights are human rights, but in that episode I touched on both secular and biblical arguments, and I feel that there are some biblical arguments that did not get sufficiently touched on. I didn't do them justice. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Saving the Lives of God's Children. Let's get started. So, to begin with, the seventh commandment states that thou shalt not kill, is what it says in the King James. Other translations say thou shalt not murder, and it is generally agreed upon that the prohibition against killing is referring to not taking a human life without just cause. Okay, I believe in a just God, and I believe that if you were being attacked, or your family was being attacked, and you were left with no choice other than to use lethal force, that God would understand that. And I also support the death penalty for some crimes, because that is a just cause for taking a human life, especially for murder. And that being said, an unborn child can't exactly pose a threat either way. I mean, we already covered in the other episode about if the mother's life is at risk, and I think I mentioned in there that in most of those cases, that child wouldn't survive anyway, and those cases are vanishingly rare. So in most cases, when you kill a child in the womb, there is no just cause whatsoever. Then there's also the fact that in the Psalms, Psalm 139 says that God knits us together in our mother's womb. I'm paraphrasing here, full disclosure, but that is still the truth. Because, as I covered in the other episode, an unborn human in the womb cannot turn into anything else. And so clearly that is what's happening. God is knitting that child together in the womb. Because, I mean, if we could hatch from eggs or something, we would, but we don't. That's not the way God made us. So, then there's the next thing, and the main catalyst for me making this follow-up episode. There are Christian, quote-unquote Christians out there, especially quote-unquote pastors in some especially mainline denominations, who are out there saying that Jesus would have supported abortions, or that God loves abortion, or that women who abort their pregnancies would be blessed, or stuff like that. Now, that violates the third commandment, because the third commandment says that we should not take the Lord's name in vain. And as I covered in the socialism episode, taking the Lord's name in vain, contrary to popular opinion, is not constrained to just, oh my G-O-D. It's something much worse, mostly. I mean, I think that is part of it too, but the bigger part that is often overlooked is that when you use God's name, or you use Christianity as your justification for promoting or encouraging evil, such as socialism and child murder, those things violate the third commandment, because you're taking God's name in vain. You're representing him as being in support of something he does not support, and something that is evil. You are maligning the Lord your God by suggesting that he would support the genocide of preborn children. And then the other thing with claiming that the Bible would support abortion is that because those children are living beings, and not only living beings, but are also human beings, They are children. They just have not been born yet. And the reason for killing them is usually framed as bodily autonomy, which is a euphemistic way of saying that it was for selfish reasons. And to claim that God would support selfishness, or that Christianity supports selfishness, is an inversion of what Christianity says, and is maybe not even just that, is a complete contradiction, because Christianity is about helping others. And that doesn't just mean feeding the homeless or praying for somebody that's struggling. Those are important parts. But helping others is so much more than that. And I would think that giving others a chance at life is one of the best examples of how you help them. I mean, if they can't live, then none of that stuff can happen. You can't feed somebody that's not alive. You can't clothe somebody that's not alive. You can't pray for somebody. Well, I mean, you can pray for somebody that's going to heaven, I guess, but like, you can't help spread the gospel to somebody that's not alive. They can't hear you. They can't get saved. I don't mean to belabor this point, but like, if we're supposed to help others, then giving others a chance at life is the best way we can possibly do that, especially your own children. So that shouldn't even need to be said, but apparently it does, that you cannot claim, especially if you have a platform as a pastor, or you have another kind of ministry, or even a speaker, like doing what I do, for example. You can't use that platform claiming that you promote Christianity and then completely subvert it and encourage your followers to do the same. And that applies to a lot of issues, not just this issue, but I felt that it's important to mention it in this issue, because this issue is probably the human rights issue of our time, despite what some people would have you believe, that sins of the flesh are human rights issues. That's not the case. The human rights issue of our time is literally making sure that other humans have a chance at life. I know this one has been a bit more ranty than usual, but I feel that this really needs to be said, that the biblical arguments for abortion are about as real as a $3 bill. And that there are several biblical arguments for giving the unborn a chance at life. And so, to recap, those main arguments are: one, the seventh commandment says, thou shalt not kill. And by killing, we mean taking a human life without just cause. And that's what you're doing in the vast majority of cases with abortion, especially in cases in states like Minnesota, for example, where you can have partial birth abortions that the child comes out alive and is still, like, left to die. The second argument is that the third commandment says that we should not take the Lord's name in vain. And when you claim that God would support the murder of his own children, his own unborn children, that is taking his name in vain. It's a textbook example. It's not that much different than when terrorists go out there and suggest that God, or they're usually talking about a false God, but even if they were talking about the true God, would support murdering civilians just because those civilians don't believe. Although in this case it's actually worse, because the children are unborn, therefore they haven't had a chance to disbelieve. And the third argument is that in the Psalms, it clearly states that God knitted us together in our mother's womb. And since human children in the womb cannot turn into anything else, God is clearly knitting them together in the womb. So it is a sin for us to disrupt that process by killing that child. And then the fourth argument is that Christianity is about helping others. It's one of the important parts of Christianity is helping other people and giving people a chance at life, especially your own children, is the most textbook way you can help somebody, because if you don't give somebody a chance at life, you can't help them in any of the other ways that Christianity says we're supposed to help people. It makes it impossible for that person to be saved or fed, clothed, given a roof over their heads, any of that. So, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become a bit more informed by it. And feel free to pass it along to anybody you know that might be interested. You can currently find us on the RSS feed, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Also, feel free to like the Facebook page for this podcast. I use that to communicate announcements, although I'll also mention them here. And have a blessed day.